But as a defensive player, can you tell when a guy is hurting, especially when you hit him the first couple times, and how does that affect how you play?
I think during the course of the game, you get a sense of whether a guy is at full go or not. I mean, the only thing that changes is, you want to go after him a little harder, you want to get there a little faster. But in terms of Romo or the rest of the Cowboys playing, we fully expect them all to play. I mean, this is a playoff game for both of us. Everything's out there going to be on the line, and so we're expecting their best game.
Now, when you went down to Dallas, Murray at the time was their big back. He had had that huge record-breaking game for them. Now it's all different. Now it's Felix Jones, even though he's coming off a bit of a hammy. What are the differences in their running game with the change in the backs?
I mean, you'll see subtle differences. I think they're both two exceptional backs. You have to prepare for them the same way, just in terms of how they can stop and start and how they can stretch the defense. So for us, we just have to be technically sound. We go back to the same old thing. If everybody does their job in the defense, we'll be all right.
It appeared that gap control and missed tackles was a bit of a problem in Dallas. I mean, would you agree?
I mean, it's been an issue, but it's something that we're getting corrected, and we're moving on. This is a playoff, so we got all hands on deck, and we're ready to go.
Besides the plan all along here was to have two.
Oh shoot!
With OC coming back, what does that mean?
This means everybody's going to be fresh when we're out there on the field. I mean, he's a all-pro player. He's a Pro Bowl guy. I mean, when you look at what he presents to an offensive tackle, it's a completely different scenario than the other guys that we have in there. We have power guys. We have speed guys. We have guys who can move around throughout the line and give people problems. So I think just the matchup, the adjustment during the course of the week is going to have to make them prepare for another all-pro type player.
How'd he look today?
How did he look?
Yeah.
As fast as ever.
I mean, the guy's coming off an ankle. It's not supposed to.
But he always does that. I mean, he's battled a lot of injuries, and when he comes back, he's always ready to go at full speed. And that's why we always say, we want him back as fast as possible. But, he's a smart guy, and when he gets back, he's usually ready to go.
He doesn't come back a week too soon, does he?
No. And that's tough. Yeah. I mean, that's something that you don't learn until you get a little bit older in this league. Everybody wants to rush back, but you can end up setting yourself back even farther. So he's smart about it.
Players like to talk about one game at a time and focusing on one game. With everything that's on the line in this, does that approach change? I mean, the...
No, because, I mean, if we try to look forward, we can misstep, and this could be our last game. So I think this is the easiest circumstance to actually take it one game at a time, because there's legitimately only one game that we have to focus on, one game that we have to win in order to get to what our next goal is. So